So we begin with an example of ma'achal. Well, maybe let's just see the context. Gemara in Chulin on the Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis towards the bottom says, Amar Chizkiya Mishum Abaye Hilchasa. Dogim sha'avul b'ka'ara mutar la'ochlan b'kutach. Tznon sha'chatachol b'sakin sha'chatach b'basar asar la'ochlo b'kutach. V'hane mile tzutz. D'agav churfei bola. Avokishus gorir lebei paske v'ochil. Namely that in the Gemara we have a connection between that which we learned in Siman Tzarihei, the din of nat bar nat, dogim sha'avul b'ka'ara, and that we see that there's a heter of not bar not the hetera, that there's not going to be any bliya, as opposed to tznon shechatacho besakin shechatach babasar, which chor is also a not bar not, from the basar into the sakin into the tznon, and there we say asr lo ocho bekutach. So that's simply the common denominator or the connection between Siman Tzarihei and Siman Tzarihei. The example in the Gemara of the Dabar Charif is tznon. The Mechaber over here begins tznon o silka. Silka, what is silka? Nowadays we speak about selik as being beets. But the Shach says that silka hu tardin. Tardin is what we call in English spinach. Now to most of us, spinach is not considered to be the equivalent of a davar charif. It's not like garlic or like onion. So the Prima Gadim was bothered by this. The Prima Gadim gives us a new rule and points out that the world of Tardin is Yesh Devarim Shebetivan Koach Hamoshech. In other words, that it's something that leaves a lasting taste in one's mouth. That's also considered to be a form of Charifus. Okay, I don't know of anything else that fits in that category, but it's known, O Silka. These are the Dvarim Charifim. Shechotkin besakin shel basar. That's a quote from the Gemara. And then we have over here two conditions. Ben yomo, o she'eno mekunach. That's not in the Gemara. Osir ga'ochlam b'chalav. That's back to the Gemara. Where do these conditions of ben yomo, o she'eno mekunach come from? So they come from Rashi over there in the Gemara. The Rashi wants to explain in what way is this davar charif shechtacho besakin different than a classic not bar not? So Rashi offers two explanations. The order here in the Mechaber is the opposite of the order of Rashi. But let's go according to the order of the Mechaber. Either we say that what the davar charif does, the agav churfe, is that it pulls out of a sakin the taste into the davar charif, to a degree that it's not going to have a heter of not bar not. Namely that it's if we view not bar not as weakening the bliya, so the davar charif maintains the status. It's as though we don't have two stages, it's like we have one stage. But then of course you need a ben yomo, because otherwise whatever we're dealing with would be a nos in tam with gam. Oh, she'eno mekunach means that the impact is not on not bar not. The not bar not, it would be a heter. But since we're dealing over here with a sakin, we have shamnunis tuach al panav. That's what's going, in other words, into the onto the tznon. That's what does it have to do with davar charif? That generally, when you have a shamnunis, you can wash it off. All you require is hadacha. That's what we have in sif. In Sifhei, Chatach Kishuim, which is not a Dover Charif, Besakin Shobasar, Mutar La'ochem B'chalav B'Greda, or B'Hadacha. We pointed out that Greda and Hadacha are two sides of the same coin. So over here, the Dover Charif is that it's going to absorb Kedei Netila. In other words, that's the Dover Charif. It's going to take the Mamoshius, and it's going to go in Kedei Netila. That's the Agav Churfe Bola Tfei. But of course, if we're dealing with the davar charif, then it can even be if we're dealing with the eno mekunach, it can even be eno ben yomo. Okay? So the two ukimtot that we have of this halacha are either a sakin mekunach ben yomo or a second she'eno makunach, which could be also eno ben yomo, that is going to bring about a blia. How far is the blia? Ad she'yito mimakom achatach, kedei netilas makom, and we have a definition of kedei netila that we already saw back in the world of Tzli, shehu ka'ovi etzba, if we want to know how far the ta'am went in, o she'yit amenu, v'lo yeheba ta'am basar. Over here, we don't have a hagah of the Ramah, as we do in the beginning of Siman Sarichet. Over there also, we spoke about timas kfeila, and the Ramah said that we don't, nowadays we're not somach on that, because here we're talking, as we mentioned over there, about timas Yisrael. And timas Yisrael is meaningful even according to the Ramah. Okay? V'az muter b'hadacha. Then as long as you wash off the outer surface, there'll be no be'en. So there's no be'en, and there's no b'liya, so everything is muter. V'yesh omrim, right? Over here we have the Tosfos raises this option. V'yesh omrim d'hu hadin le'eno ben yomo v'hu makunach. Namely, that the davar charif has a double whammy. Not only does it knock a knot bar, knot down to a knot, right? Not only does it take the, not only say that it's not machlish the ta'am, but the ta'am is maintained, but we have also, there's a sugya in Avodah Zarah about koret shel chaltit, we have this example of a davar charif, which turns an eno ben yomo into a ben yomo. It takes the ta'am pogam and makes it into a ta'am l'shevach. So what the Yeshayahu say, not only is that exeris hakosuv by koret shel chaltit, but rather it's a din across the board in all davar charif, that a davar charif has two powers. Although not bar not is yod normally mutar, in the world of davar charif we're going to have an iser. B, although eno ben yomo is usually a ta'am lefgam, the not bar not is going to be mashveit to a ta'am l'shevach. And so we can combine these two and point out that we can give an ukimta where we're dealing with the saken mekunach, there's no be'en, and it's eno ben yomo, and still we're going to have an iser. Okay? So far so good? Okay. V'im lo notal mehem kedei netilas makom v'gam lo ta'amam u'bishlam b'chalav. So then, tzarech shishim keneged masha naga b'sakin b'hem. So we require in this situation shishim, because we have over here a blia. V'hu adin chatcham b'sakin shel avodas kachavim, and we didn't take off a netilas makom and we didn't taste it. So also we require shishim keneged masha naga mehasakin bohem. Comes along the Ramah and points out v'im chatchan dak dak tzarech shir shishim keneged kol hatznon, namely that the entire tznon over here is basically kedei netila, namely that this isn't a chumrah of the Ramah as opposed to the Mechaber. L'chora the Mechaber would also agree over here. What if we have a hechatimsa like the Shach talks about in Siftes, where the sakin was smaller than the tznon? We're dealing with a penknife, a small penknife, and you cut a tznon, and the volume of the sakin is less than the volume of the tznon. So the chora, according to the Mechaber, you should, what? Tznon is a radish. It's considered to be, it's an example of a davar charif. So according to the Mechaber, you should require, what we require is shishim against the knife. In other words, you're not going to have more belia than what's in the knife. The knife is going to be mavliya, according to the Ramah, that we have a din of chaticha nases nevela, so then you would require shishim, in other words, against the entire tznon, because we'll say that every piece that you cut became the vela.
But it's only going to go kedei netila.
But here we're dealing with chatchan dak dak, so the entire, everything is kedei netila. Okay? Then we have a chumra of a chen, I'm sorry, v'yesh omrim. Okay? V'yesh omrim, we're up to where the Zayin of the Taz is. V'yesh omrim, shim chotach tznon besaken shel isur, that up to this point we said was a din of kedei netila, kulo asur. Here we have a shita of the Rashba, that the ta'am of a, is mispashet kedei kulo in the davar charif. Now we have a chumrah by davar charif that it goes beyond kedei netila.
Only if it's a sakin shel isur, though, no.
Yesh omer shemchotach tznon besaken shel isur.
But if I use basar or sakin chalav,
then it continues. V'chein imchotcho besaken shel basar asur kulo b'chalav. Right, the Rashba says this across the board. Namely, the Gemara simply says asur la'ochol bekutach. How much is really asur? So most Rishonim understand that we have a bliya of kedei netila, and the Rashba holds that we have a bliya of kedei kulo, and the Ramah paskins v'chein nohagin l'chatchila. That l'chatchila, we're going to view it as though we have a bliya kedei kulo. However, b'di'eved ein le'esora kedei netila. What does b'di'eved mean? So the Shach says b'di'eved shenizbashel. Right? Hey, we took this tznon that was cut with the sakin shel isur or the sakin shel basar, and we cooked it in something else. We cooked it in chalav. Then b'di'eved, we have the right to be meshayer kedei netila. Kedei netila is the shita of most Rishonim. We have a chumra of the Rashba. We're machmir for the Rashba chatzchila, not b'di'eved. Or b'di'eved could be, look at the end of the Ramah. U'bamakom she'nimtza liknos rak hachatuchin b'sakin. What if the all, you know, we're dealing with a place that all the vegetables, you know, all the potatoes are cut, right? In other words, and so with the sakin shel isur. So in that situation, it's all b'di'eved. Then you have, in other words, it's already done. You know, it's that's simply the mitzius. That's the hechitimsa. So we have the right to be somech, be no to take off kedila, and then use the vegetable. What do we have in the middle of the Rashba? V'chol zeh mchotach tznon atzmo. Ava mchotach hayerek shal atznon ein lachush, because that is not a davar charif. And we're not dealing with a davar charif. All you require is hadacha. V'im yesh safek im nechtach besakin shal isur, az rinan lekula. We have a principle, lo machzikinan isura. V'chein konin tznon os sheyesh bahem chatuchin letzad zanofeyim, ki talinan shenase b'mor v'chatzina. Namely, that the knives that were used were not kitchen knives that would have a bliya of isur, but rather they're industrial knives that don't have any bliya at all. And then we have the question: do we pass him like the most Rishonim or like the Rashba? Okay, that's what we have over here. Yeah, just one he'ara that I think is would be obvious to you, but just I'll say it over in any case. Let's say we have this tznon that we cut, and we have the chumer of the Rashba l'chatchila to assume that it was entirely boleya isur, and now we want, and now let's say we want to. Yes?
On the Ramaz Kula, or
yes.
And we say no masakin and yisur if not service cut with a knife shell isur, do we say the same thing if I'm not sure if the snun is cut with basar or chalav?
Yeah.
Okay,
sif beis. Since we mentioned the Gemara dealt with snun and we added in, for some reason, silka, at this point the Mechaber now gives us a whole list of things that would be considered to be dvarim charifim. im chatach bo shumin, garlic, ubitzalin, onions, ukrishin, I'm not sure exactly what krishin are, tamcha, shikarin, krain, that's horseradish, kiyotze midvarim ha'elu, midvarim ha'charifim. That would include also herring, it would include various spices, it would include also pickles, pickles that are sour pickles. And then the Mechaber continues, Uperos chamutzim. Peros chamutzim would chore be lemon. Lemon, we'll see later on, there's a bit of a kula by a lemon, but a lemon would be a pera chamutzim. Dogim meluchim that I mentioned already, the herring. Dinam shavel lachotech bo tzno. As opposed to sif hey, where we're dealing with davar she'eino charif, these are all examples of dvarim charifim. In terms of sour apples, tapuchim chamutzim, or do they have a status of a davar charif? So the Taz says that's good to be machmir lechatchila, but one can be meko in situations of hefsed meruba. And then he continues that borscht is considered to be a davar charif as well. It's made with vinegar. And has the status of a davar charif. Comes along the Ramah and points out, Umikoma kamutar lechol mirkachat charifim shel ovdei kochavim kagon zangevil kiyotze baze. We can eat things that are very, very spicy that they made. Yesh lehem kelim miyuchadim lekach otol shimo. So namely that we assume that they're not cut with knives. Okay. Sif Gimel moves over to a new principle. This is the tour in the name of the Sefer HaTruma, but it's a halacha that has been accepted by Poskim, that tavlin shenidochu b'meducha, that when you have spices that were ground in a grinding in a grinder, shel basar ben yomo asur la'ochlam b'chalav, namely that we view the pressure of the grinding as the equivalent of the cutting of a knife. Okay, that even though the grinder is generally like a mortar and a pestle, that we're dealing over here with pressure that crushes as opposed to a knife that cuts, that we view them as the same. And therefore, says the Ramah, Yeshomer Mafilu Enam B'nei Yomam. Namely, just as we had the Deya in Sif Aleph, that the principle of no saying of Dover Charif turns an Eno Ben Yomo into a Ben Yomo. And we said that we paskin that way. So over here also, that same rule should apply.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Why doesn't the Ramah also write and also Eno Mekunach? Like Afilo Eno Ben Yomo and Eno Mekunach?
I don't have Eno Mekunach in my...
No, why doesn't he? I'm sorry, it's Shem.
We don't need
also.
It.
Meaning, because if it's Mekunach, the only thing I'd be worried about is the time that's inside of the thing, the mortar, whatever we're going to call it, in Ben Yom, it's Dever Charif, that's matched with Ben Yom.
Yeah, okay, that's right. There's no need for the Ben Yom. Okay, once we take this comparison of pressure to a knife, so then the Chachmas Adam, who is considered to be the Posik Acheron in the world of Yisr V'Heter, says, Hu Hadin, if let's say, you were to be cutting an onion with a parva knife on a fleshy cutting board or a fleshy plate, right? So then we would say that even if that fleshy cutting board or that fleshy plate is eno ben yomo, since when you are cutting the onion, you are putting pressure, pushing the onion onto the board, that's the equivalent of the meducha, and that also would be mavliya. We're turning the onion into being milchik by cutting it with a parva knife on a milchik plate.
Isn't there a rye that's not nearly the same amount of pressure since the onion doesn't smush into bits when you cut it on a cutting board?
It's a good he'ara. The Chachmas Adam and the entire world view it as natata dvercha l'shiuri. Okay. And then he continues that let's say you cut an onion with a fleshik knife on a milchik cutting board, then the knife is basar v'chalav. I said that the onion is basar v'chalav. You cut, you know, once again, you have a fleshik knife and you're cutting an onion. So by cutting the onion, you're making the onion fleshik. You're putting pressure on a milchik board. So now the onion is boleya chalav. So this onion is now going to be basar v'chalav. The question is, and this is what you have on the sheet that I gave out to you. Everyone has one of those from the...
No. I forgot to get it.
Okay. Okay. That what if we have a situation where you cut an onion with a milchik knife and then put it into a blender, put it into a mortar and a pestle, put it into a mixer. Does that mixer then become also milchik? Right? So the Chachmas Adam says, Hu Hadin. The first Chachmas Adam, if you want to look it up, is Siman Nun Vav Sif Beis. And this Chachmas Adam is Siman Memtes Sif Yud. However, However, in my Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of the page, there's a tshuva of the Evan Ha'ozer. And the Evan Ha'ozer quotes this shita that we just said, name of the Chachmas Adam, in name of the Magen Avraham. Kosav HaMagen Avraham, Be'orachayim, Siman Tafnun Aleph, Sivkatan Lamed Aleph, the Dover Charif, Eino Moil Nat Bar Nat, that's the nature of our Tayan Siman. Omehai Taima Shalok Kedin Osim, Ashafam Chotvin Gzangvil, you're going to cut a spice, the sakin shell basar, v'dochin osa b'meducha, nimtza ha-meducha barua mi basar. And then if achar kach dochin b'tocho b'samim, v'ochan b'cholav, that would be problematic. Lachen yesh li zoher, etc., only to have a parv if you're going to cut a... If you're going to cut spices, you should always take into account what the continuity is going to be. And Evan Ozer says Ein Dvarav Nirinli, that he disagrees, that this is taking it too far. The Chavas Das Al Atar in Siman Tzadi Vav in the Biurim Mitzvikatan Vav also quotes this machlokis between the Evan Ozer and the Magen Avraham and his Mekel, and that's what the OU over here quotes, that they find that over here one can be Mekel because we're dealing with taking it really one step beyond that which we dealt with earlier. We dealt with the onion that you were cutting, absorbing the taste from the knife, absorbing the taste from the cutting board. Here we're dealing with it passing on the taste to another kli, and one can distinguish. Okay, so the OU over here quotes the Machlokas and says that they are Mekel. Okay? Beseder. But it's always good, you know, where it's that whenever you should have a separate power of a knife for cutting onions, you should have a separate cutting board for cutting onions. Otherwise, you get all these questions. Well, I cut the onion with a fleshy knife and I put it into the fish and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
Now, this is something that always bothered me with this issue, which is that I would almost say that we would guarantee that probably everybody would agree that if you had a clean stainless steel knife, even if it was fleshy, and you had, you know, a milking cutting board and you cut the knife, that if someone tasted the onion, you would not taste any difference in the taste of the onion versus it had it been a part knife and a part cutting board.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that have some halakhic significance if there's no actual taste?
We pointed out when we were learning originally at the very beginning, talking about min b'mino and min b'sheino mino, that it's possible that according to the Shach, you're 100% correct, that all of these worlds of Shishim, etc., that are worlds of Ta'am. But the Ramah, who says that we have a din of Shishim, even when we have the same Ta'am, simply different Shemos, it means that we're dealing over here with a different form of Ta'arovis, with a Ta'arovis which is built on quantity rather than being built on taste. And as such, there's a possibility of there still being an Isra on a Daraisa plane, even when there is no situation of taste. But I mentioned also the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that he claimed that when Mashiach comes, we're going to have a whole different Shulchan Aruch, because we have better ways of checking as to whether there is a blia or not a blia. In other words, in terms of taste, that's something which is very, very individual, and it could be that we've lost the sensitivity to taste that we should have, etc. But simply in terms of how much is nivla in a kli, you're pointing out very correctly, it could be that when we're dealing with a metal which is much harder than the metals that they had at that time, that really that there is no blia or very minimal blia. Could be, as you point out, that it may depend as to whether we're cooking or whether we are cutting, etc. So Chazal dealt with their Kabbalot, and Yitachin, that these things can change.
Haven't they already changed? We hold like that Shach, no?
We hold, like you know, in terms of different materials.
And Tehimas Yisrael also, meaning I'll just taste this Tznon or Batzal, and I'll say, well, there's no Tam of Basar in this Tznon, and that's it.
That's if it was tasted. If it was tasted. But you can't say across the board. I mean, so you have to, each situation, have to taste.
Okay.
No, what Alex is mentioning maybe is that across the board, we can simply say that, you know, if it was tasted by four different individuals four times, there's no taste. So we can simply assume that this combination is never going to bring a taste. That we haven't found. Okay.
Well, does this kind of thing ever function as a tzadikakel, for example?
Not aware.
I mean, I don't want to take a topic, but it strikes me that we have to somehow say that there's...
We have
to understand things in spiritual terms, not in physical terms, otherwise the halacha starts to...
I don't know. The halacha has lasted, with physical terminology for a long time. It'll continue to last. Don't forget that unless we're dealing with the kli cheres, all these things are nitan lahagala. And so, you know, what even assuming that we have a worst case scenario, one can correct the situation. But in terms of the food, we tend to throw away food based on these halachos, assuming that this is halachically. Not bar not, no, you want to call it. You can call it spiritual physics, or you can call it halachic physics. You can use whatever term you want. Up to recently, it was called halachic physics. Yes?
The case mentioned before, the milk knife cutting the onion on a fleshik cutting board, the onion becomes bas b'chalav. Do the knife on the cutting board also become bas b'chalav?
That would be totally in this machokas of the Magen Avraham and the Evan HaOzer. And we're Mekel. Okay. May lemonish shemivim haovdei kochavim, lemonade, v'chein chatiros dag maluach, the herring shemivim kochavim, v'chavios mutarim. Question is why? If, again, we're assuming that they were cut with knives that had a blia of iser, and even these knives are makunach, and even if they're enel ben yomo, b'cholzot the dover charif can pull out the tam, be mashbich the tam, so why should they be mutar? So the Rama explains, Neshem Evim Harbe Yachad, Vafilam Nesu Mikzasan, Chenechtachu Barishona, Imsakan Obe Kochavim, Nisbatru Baacherim Anechtachim Acharkach, Sheinon Nesarim, Kikvar Nisbatel Tam Asakin Barishonim, Vulachain Kulam Mutarim, Vekol Ka Yodo. So he quotes the Beis Yosef Hashem Shibori Haleket, that because we have a quantity, that's the source of the heter. The question is, my nafkamina, that we have a quantity. If the uniqueness of davar charif is that it's mechadesh the tam, so just like chot chot dak, you cut something many, many times, you dice it. We don't say that the sakin loses its potency after the first four or five times that you're cutting. So why over here do we say that the sakin loses its potency? We say, pumfakert, that the sakin is marbe, that the davar charif is marbe the tam. So there are two approaches, one of the Shach in Sifkat and Chav, and one in the Arach HaShulchan Adatar. The Shach says that lemons, and the Shach also wants to give another example of olives that were pickled, that lemons and olives are not really as charif as the other materials that we're speaking about, and therefore, we're makel because we're dealing with something which we're not sure is really a davar charif in the first place. The Arach HaShulchan, however, takes the language of the Shibaleket much more literally and says that it's true that when you cut something 5 times, 10 times, 20 times, maybe the davar charif is mashbiach. But when you're dealing with an industry which is making lemonade and they're cutting things of lemons, that's the case that we're talking about over here. Then we say that it's vaday batel. That's not the equivalent of dak dak, But b'cholzot, since, again, this is more like what Alex pointed out, that even if we say that from a physical standpoint, we've lost the tam, but from a conceptual standpoint, we're talking about a dover charif, which is mashbiach, and therefore the taz in Sifkat and Yudbeis points out that there is room to be machmir. L'chein niru finis daiti, that there, and that's what the Rama himself points out, that there are makom al shemachmirin, English anos haminog, that there's room over here to be machmir in order to maintain a consistency. Then the taz in Sifkaton Yud Gimel, a little bit, three lines in, quotes the Torah Schatos, in which he points out that if you cut an apple, and in the act of cutting the apple, let's say we're dealing with a sour apple, okay, a pre-chamutz, in the act of cutting the sour apple, you cut a worm, so how much do we have to be choshesh? The worm is aser. Do we have to be choshesh kedei netila, which is the, or kedei kulo, which is what we're speaking about over here in Siman Sadivav? So he says, no, that since they were dealing with the tolat, which is malus on people, we can be mekel to kedei klipa. So I don't have a Shulchan Aruch, but the new Shulchan Aruch is Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sifkot on Yud with a star, and it says that we paskin that a fly is pogain. But a tola, but a worm, like we saw it back in Siman Kuf Gimel, is not pogeim. And therefore, since we have over here something which is not pogeim and a davar charef, so in a chanami you require kedei netila.
I thought we'd go to Chumrah like the Marashal and say that even a fly is l'shvach, no?
You can go to Chumrah like the Marashal, but the Ramah in a number of places says that a fly is a davar pogeim.
Right, but shvach.
The Shach himself went well, this is a Taz recording over here.
Okay.
So you're correct that the Shach was Machmir, but the Taz viewed Pasim like the Ramah, that the Dovar, which is Moos, is Pogame, but we applied it to the world of flies and not to the world of Tolaim. Okay, that's what we have over here in Sif Dalad. In Sif Hey, we go back to our areas that are not a Dovar Harf, and we have a Sakin, and not a davar charif, so that which we require is because maybe the sakin has a little grease on it, so we require hadacha. So those things that we can be mediach, eino tzarech ala hadacha. Those things that don't lend themselves to hadacha, like the kishuim, so we do, that's the equivalent. And then we have this unique halacha about alefes. I don't know the English terminology for alefes. You have an English term for a lefes?
Turnip.
A turnip? Okay. Okay, any case, this turnip has, in halacha, has a magical quality of being able to absorb ta'amim. So the lefes, if you cut something with a fleshik, if you cut a lefes with a fleshik knife, it absorbs the ta'am of the fleshik. So that which you cut afterwards, it's like you're cutting with a clean knife. Okay, that's a given. I have no idea. Dafka lefesh etamo meshuna. It's something which is unique. So that's what we have over here in Siman Sadiva. In Siman Sadi Zayin, we have a gzera. Shelo lolosh isa b'chalav. Not to make milchik bread. Ein loshin isa b'chalav. You should not make milchik bread even to eat with milchiks. Shema yavo l'ocho im basar. Because we tend always to view bread as being parva. And so mitoch hergel, we're going to come to eat it with fleshiks as well. V'imlash kol hapas osra afilu ochal levada. Unless we have two exceptions. Im haya davar muat kedei achila bevasachas. If we're dealing with a very small quantity, that it's clear that it need to be able to eat specifically with milchiks. Or sheshina tzuras hapas shenikeret. Or we have a unique shape that you'll ask the question, why is this bread shaped like a key? Why is it shaped like a shnei lochot tabrit or something like that? Oh, because that's milchik. So then it would be allowed. So shvuas, is pointed out by the Ramah, al atar chenoagin lalush pasim chalav b'chag ha-shavuot. Because we have both things. A, that it's a davar muat, and B, tsurasa mishuna bishar pas. V'kol shekein pladin o pashtida demutarim. Let's say nowadays, if you were to go into the Angel Bakery and you were to ask for a burekis, so they'll say, which kind do you want, the milchik ones or the parva ones? So they show you the milchik ones, those are shaped like half circles. And they show you the parva ones, those are rectangular. Namely, that there is a different shape, and that, you know, it's and that over here would be the heter, as long as it's clear that we're dealing with something which is chalavi as opposed to that which is parva. When I was in Boston, they said that the Rav claimed that if you keep the bread, in other words, at one time there was a big problem that bread that had a hechsher was milchik. You know, it's simply that the bread companies in America would only make bread that had a that had milk in them, and certainly we're not dealing with the Dover Muad, and it looked just like a regular loaf of parva bread. So the Rav claimed that if you kept it in the wrapper, that would be enough of a heker, that if you'll bring it to the table in the wrapper, then you would be able to know that it's milchik. Again, everything
the
is...
The label would say, like, the OU...
It would say OKD, OUD, etc. So, you know, you should just realize that it's so cultural. I think I may have mentioned to you that once we spent a year in Boston, and so we used to host during the year we were in Boston, a lot of people were coming through. So we hosted this Israeli scientist who told us that he had been at a conference for a week in the mountains outside the Berkshires. And so he said, well, what did you eat for the whole week? He said, salami sandwiches. We said, salami sandwiches? How could you eat salami sandwiches? What bread do you use? So he showed us the wrapper. The wrapper said that it had not an OUD, what's the other one? Kaf KD. Had a Kaf KD. So he said, this is milk. He said, what do you mean milchik? So he had no idea that D stood for dairy. He didn't know what the letter, he knew M. M is milchik. And ingredients, it didn't say milk, it said whey. He had no idea what whey was. And it was, so he was eating basar v'chalav the entire week. In other words, and he thought that he was eating kosher. In other words, so, you know, you want to understand the gzeros of Chazal. You know, it's very, very well if you know the codes. But it's not like on the wrapper it says milk. It says OUD and the ingredient is whey. So you have to be a bucky in the world of food press, in the world of food ingredients in order to be able to know what one is dealing with. Okay, that's what we have over here in Sif Aleph. We move over to Sif Beis, Tanur Shetacho Ba'alya. In other words, so that you have a fleishik oven and you want to make bread. How do you make parva bread in a fleishik oven? So you require libun, right? This is the we're going to learn this after Pesach, right? That when you're dealing with the heat, with a ingredient that was absorbed without liquid, so then you need sheyavo ba'esh, you need libun. In Sif Gimel, pashafo im hatzli, v'dagin she'tzla'an v'taner echa, this is the world of recha milsa. So in the world of Recha Milsa, we have an Isur L'chatchila, Asur L'ochlam B'chalav, right? That we paskin that he, but B'dieve, we are Mekel. That it's Mutar B'dieve, Hacha, the Evshar L'ochlam B'chalav, Havek L'chatchila. Okay, that's the, that's what we have over here, a bit of a Chumra. Tov, okay, that's what we have in Hilchos Basar V'Cholav. I want to wish you bracha v'hatzlacha in the chazara that I assume that you've already well into your chazara. And in Yitzhak Hashem, 2 weeks from today, we'll have the Bechina, correct? Is that what you said? Yeah? Okay. Shef bracha v'hatzlacha b'emet in your chazara. And don't worry, everything after Pesach, it's easy. It'll be more like what we learned Hilchos Shchita, it's basically... We'll be moving from topic to topic. I gave the curriculum to Yonatan on his email. If he didn't erase it, it was Purim. We'll be moving to what's called classically Yordei Chelek Beis and learning the simanim over there of Tvilas Kelim and Bishol Akum and Pas Akum. And then if we have time, we'll return to Hilchos Pesach, the dinim of Hechsher. But a good part of it we'll have already covered. In other words, and Bechal, these dinim are somewhat more familiar to you from, that's why I assume they were put into the curriculum, because they do have halachah l'maaseh ramifications.
Will we still be able to keep the same limud, like to our basis?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. It's lehefech. It's basically shorter. It's not, you know, it's in terms of quantity, and you know, it's when as the Taz and the Shach move on within Shulchan Aruch, they tend to get shorter until they start a new topic, like in Hilchos Nida, then they get longer. But as you know, within the world of Yisur Veheter, they tend to get shorter. Like, so like in Choshen Mishpat, when you get to Chelo Gimel of Choshen Mishpat, you have very short Shachs and Tazes, yes.
For every one of these topics at the festival, how long will we have? A week, 2 weeks?
We'll have, I think, it'll be 6 to 8 shiurim, and then 2 weeks, and a bechina. Okay, the bechina would be on June 15th. June 15th is like right after Shavuos. Mashuka. Yeah, basically Sfira. I mean, right, we'll begin B'li Neder, I have to look at the calendar. We'll begin as soon as we can after Pesach.